If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
I think it's already wrapped up.
What'd I miss?
NFC North.
Oh, you stop it.
Mike said a few weeks. Doesn't it kind of feel like we're already there, TJ Lang in the studio?
No, not yet. A lot of work left to be done, Jimmy.
Oh, it's such a football player response. Oh, man. I expect that from Jansen. 1 week at a time.
Yep, one day at a time.
There it is.
One play at a time.
By the way, Mike.
Quarter at a time.
Mike, he is at a fall wedding this weekend. That is why he's not here today.
Yeah, congratulations. His lovely sister.
Nah.
Getting married.
What?
He's in such a bad mood, has to be at a fall wedding.
He's not happy about it.
Miserable. He's miserable.
We'll talk at a break.
I'd rather go to a fall wedding when it's 50 degrees out than a summer wedding where it's 90 degrees.
I do not want to do a fall wedding.
Is the wedding tonight?
It's tomorrow. He's going to miss all the good college football games.
So that's a problem.
If you're going to do, I've never understood. If you're going to do fall, why not just do Friday?
Amen. That's,
you get the whole, the person can take, your guest can just take Friday off from work, like, and you can celebrate, do whatever you want, and you got Saturday to recover.
I think they're doing it a week too early. Should have did it next week.
Oh.
I believe that almost happened, I think.
Oh my. Should have waited for Michigan State weekend.
That's
is that next week?
Yeah.
It is?
Hey. Oh. TJ Lang.
Everybody.
I thought they were going on a bye.
Anyway, welcome in on a Friday.
That's his fault. That's his, his family member. Come on. I blame Mike for that.
Anyway, have him in your thoughts and prayers. I mean, clearly, what a miserable experience.
What a poor fella.
Yeah. We started the show with Lions fans feeling good, wind beneath our wings, all that stuff, riding high. As you look at Tampa Bay this weekend, do you feel like fans are overlooking this matchup?
Are people pretty confident?
Rico,
you've been on air all week. People pretty confident?
They win every game by double digits.
I'm confident in this team. I think they're a really good football team. I think Tampa's a sneaky good football team as well. I think watch it, and I might have heard you guys talking about this earlier. Tampa kind of reminds me of Seattle a little bit. They take care of the football. They run the ball. Their offensive line isn't great. Tristan Wirfs, the left tackle, is a good player. But the rest of their O-line isn't great, but they don't put those guys in positions where they have to one-on-one 30 times a game, right? It's a lot of max protect, play action, tight ends chipping, the running backs coming out and helping. You don't get many one-on-one opportunities against those guys, and I think it's by design. It's good coaching, and they haven't been forced yet to score too many points. I know their offense is probably bottom third of the league when it comes to points per game, but their defense is good. I mean, they've got some players, especially the front seven. Both linebackers are fast. they can go sideline to sideline in a hurry. Vita Vea is obviously a beast there in the middle, but I think their strengths match up well with our strengths. I think that anytime you have a top six run game, you've got a top three run defense. Those are pillars of a team in the NFL, and those usually travel with you. And they have so far this year on the road games that this team has played. I don't think it's going to be an easy win.
No.
I think this game is probably going to maybe look a little bit like the Jets last year, where you're going to have to grind it out and you're going to have to try to find a way to make a play late in the game to win. I don't think it's going to be a blowout by any means, but I'm confident in this team. I am. I think what we've seen not only this year, but really the last 15 games, right? 12-3 over that stretch. I think that's who they are, right? That's no mistake. They're not doing it by accident. They're not doing it like last year's Minnesota team that won 13 or 14 games, and you're saying, oh, come on, like they're getting lucky. You know, they're converting 4th-and-30. You know what I mean? It doesn't have that type of feel to it. It has the feel that what they're doing is sustainable. Now, I know that some of the injuries are a concern, and we'll get to that, you know, hopefully by 4 o'clock, but they've got depth on this team. They've got players on this team. They've been able to focus in each week like that's the only thing that matters. You know what I mean? They don't read their press clippings. They don't worry about, oh, we just won 3 straight games by double digits and 2 scores, whatever it was. They forget about it. They keep their focus, you know, on the next goal, and that's this week. I'm confident in them going down to Tampa. I just don't think it's going to be an easy game. I think Tampa's got plenty of power to throw punches with you and make it kind of a dogfight, and you're probably going to have some sort of spark play from either your defense or special teams, you know, because offense, I do think it's going to be a grind this week, but I think they're a team that's capable of doing that.
See, I'd rather the spark play come from the defense or special teams than what he is saying, just go for it on every fourth
that's
down.
That's not what I said. He's accused me of playing Madden
just
over
go
here.
Go for it on
Brandon
every fourth
Staley
down.
Over
right.
Here.
No
yeah.
punter needed. CJ. No field goal kicker needed. We're going for
Leave
it.
Don't even both activate. At home. Yeah.
Don't even activate Scott Daly.
My
Leave
thing is,
no long snappers.
Because I think you have a great defense, lean on them. And if you have to, just punt the ball from midfield, pin them in there, get it back, and start all over again. Don't take unnecessary chances, because this is the type of game where I see, you know what, it's a field goal type of game. So every field goal that you make will count. So rather than keep being risky, because, yeah, it looks great when you go for it and you get it, but if you don't, and now you hand the ball over at the 50-yard line, now they just got to travel 20 yards for them to make 3 points, and that could be the difference in the game.
Yeah, and I think, look, field position in these type of games, it's a big deal, right? Punting isn't the worst thing that's going to happen to you if you're facing a
fourth. Say that again for the people in the back.
It's not, well, in these type of games, it's not where,
Thank
look,
you.
We could be totally wrong. I think we're all on the same page where we don't expect this to be a 38-35 type of shootout no. game. So, yeah, I mean, if you're pinning them deep and you're pinning them inside the 15, inside the 10, that's not a bad thing. That right. is a win against teams where it's going to be a dogfight. So, but I'd say, I mean, you said we have a great defense. I think the great defense has been playing really good. We know they're going to slip up eventually. This is the NFL, right? You're not going to win the rest of your games. This team is not going to be 16-1. They're going to have a game that they're probably going to drop where maybe a couple plays here or there. Do you have more confidence in the offense being able to sustain what they've been doing, or the defense? Because I look at this week and I say, I don't expect the Lions to go out there and lay a dud offensively and score 13 points or 14 points. I know they're on a streak of 15 games or so of scoring over 20. I look at the offensive, that's who they are. You know you're going to get probably 23, 24 points out of this offense. I look at it and say, when that time does come, when we're going to slip, it's probably going to look like something in Seattle where you just can't figure them out, and it's just one of those days where the offense, you know, the other team's offense is just making plays, and they're getting the 50-50 balls, and they're getting all the bounces. You know what I mean? You know what I'm trying to say?
I think I do, but see, I look at it the other way.
Our defense is good, but I think
the defense is – I lean on the defense more because it seems like it's just been a merry-go-round of who's going to be playing in the game. This guy's not playing this guy, but they still just come out and get it done. And defense – when you start getting good, it becomes contagious, and you just start believing in yourself, and you put that fear factor in other teams. And I kind of see that with this defense now, where, you know, I mean, you know, the Bryce Young just looks shells. Like every the last three quarterbacks all just took off their helmets and were just like, wow, I don't know what I'm going to do with these this front four. I mean, they all
– yeah,
flustered. TJ, you're at the game, but if you go back and watch it, the TV shot and they'll take off the helmet and it was, you know, there's Jordan Love and it's that same look like, we're only in the second quarter. I got to go.
Yeah, you just can't
figure them out. I got two more quarters of this. Right.
Right.
It becomes contagious. And this defense, I think they swarm to the ball. They're just getting it done. I like what they're doing. That I think that if when they do slip up, it's probably going to be because Goff or maybe he threw a pick or a tip ball got intercepted or a fumble or something like that. I don't think it's going to be on the defense why they lose.
And I think that's the that's probably going to be the breaking point this weekend is when you play a team that pretty evenly matched, in my opinion. I think the Lions are slightly better, but the turnovers are going to be a difference, right? I know the Lions got back into positive territory last week after the three takeaways they had against Carolina. But Tampa Bay, a big reason why they're 3-1 is because they're the 10 takeaways in four games that are plus seven through four games, which is you're getting, you know, two takeaways a game. That's how you win football games. So I think that, yes, if there is a way that they find a way to slip or maybe give away a game, it's probably going to be because of the turnover differential. But, man, I really can't. It's almost like last week where you couldn't really picture Carolina scoring a whole lot of points. I'm kind of thinking the same way. I don't picture Tampa maybe going over 17-20. I think if the Lions, if you stay on the streak, you're out of 20 points plus in 15 straight games, that might be enough to win this game. It might be a race to whoever gets to 21 or maybe 23 first. I think the Lions got to have a better chance.
TJ, you don't break out the creamsicle jerseys to score 13.
That was like a homecoming choice that they made. Like they thought they had an easy team coming in for the creamsicle reunion. I'll tell you what, I mean, and you go back and you listen to everybody's, the teams that the Lions have played, you listen to post-game press conferences, coaches, opposing players, whoever it is, it's been nothing but, like, not shock, but we knew this is a good football team, man, and they kicked our ass, right? Like, that's how the last three games have been. It's not embarrassing. You know, I can't believe we lost to that team, what we heard out of Aaron Rodgers last year when the Lions knocked him off that first game at Ford Field.
Right.
This year's different. I think every team knows now this is a real team. This is a legit team, and they're proving that, and they've obviously been able to do it the last couple weeks, and I really don't feel this week's going to be that much different. But you got to go out there and take care of business. And that's something that's been admirable about this team is that they don't celebrate wins like it's the Super Bowl. They don't celebrate wins like, oh, they were the underdog and they just shocked the world, right? They go in, they take care of business. Bam, we got this one. Let's move on to the next one. This just so happens to be the next one.
Look, it projects a lot of confidence that they're favored on the road against a first-place team. And they've earned that with the way they've been playing. They have. And I think fans are starting to get used to this, but this is uncharted territory for Lions fans. Like, oh, we're good, and we beat people by double digits back-to-back-to-back weeks, favored going on the road against a team with a winning record, expected to win. And that's where we said, well, how far are you willing to take this? Because if you think you're just going to roll in and roll up and beat everybody handily, not so fast. Sounds like you're making the case. Low scoring, close game, down to the wire, got to make a play at the end to win it.
That's kind of what I'm seeing, yeah. And, I mean, this could be a 34-20 game, right? Like, I don't know, but it just, you look at everything, you look at the way they kind of compare. I mean, Baker Mayfield is playing pretty damn good football. I mean, he leads the NFL right now on third down. I think he's completing about 80% of his passes.
He doesn't get hit.
He doesn't get hit. He does a nice job
all year.
But even when he does see pressure, he also leads the league in passer rating when he's getting pressured. I mean, he's not trying to say he's some MVP type guy, but he is a guy that's good enough where if you let him get comfortable, he can beat you.
He reminds me of Geno Smith last year, where everybody was just kind of like, Geno Smith, this guy?
Yeah, he can't keep doing this, right?
And then he just kept doing it and doing it, yeah.
So. And they've got, I mean, you know, Mike Evans, I mean, he's a different animal out there on the outside. Godwin's good. Their run game, obviously, has been struggling. I don't think they have a run longer than 15 yards this year. They're not an explosive offense. I think they're almost dead last when it comes to offensive explosive plays. You know where the Lions rank in explosive plays in the NFL?
Where?
Second, behind the Miami Dolphins. And they have the most explosive pass plays, which is surprising. The Dolphins have the most run plays, 20 yards.
Wait, so I can call you guys all privileged now? It's so I could call you privileged.
Isn't that like
So golf is just like Purdy. They're both privileged.
Isn't that like a sneaky stat? Like I had to do a double take. Like, yeah. No way. You don't look at this Lions offense as being explosive.
Has a good offense.
Well, right, but you look at them as being kind of the, hey, we're just gonna hammer you, and then by the fourth quarter we're gonna wear you out, right? The body blows. You don't think of this team as being an explosive team, but they are. They're second in the NFL right now in most explosive plays. I thought that stack was shocking.
TJ tells you, Lions privilege. Or TJ, your calls, text, next, 97.1.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,